When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a 1-2-0. Referee Ali Taylor's getting a bit of a boo-boo on his way off. Yeah, Everson Miles better than Forest today. A ropey start, he was pretty dominant throughout. Stronger, more purpose, created better chances. And the goals were really good, albeit crept in for about 30 yards. I've seen them back again, but I don't know what the Forest keeper could have done there, but good performances. Just the sort of win we should have had about 3, 4, 5 more times to give us some part of the season. But listen, That's a big step towards survival today after what happened last against Luton yesterday. Smash one of our rivals who are pretty abject rivals. And yeah, solid, just solid all over the place. Definitely stunk the gap out. That's good to expect, but yeah, we're back in the Denby Castle to reflect on that in a little bit more detail shortly. But yeah, the Blues good today. Forest abject. Big step forward. There we are, back in the pub, reflecting on that win. I'm just going to read this because it's on the screen now. Forest points post on X after the game. Three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given. We simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMOL that VAR is a Luton fan before the game, but they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options. I mean, Matt Flusk, is that the funniest thing you've ever seen any football club Twitter account do?
My first reaction when I saw that was just bafflement, because I couldn't remember two of the penalty claims. Like, I saw the handball that wasn't a handball, but I had to actually go on Twitter and look at the videos of the other ones, because there was no real appeal on the pitch. There was no actual check, nothing like that. Like, it's just absolutely surreal. And I've seen the videos back. No, not penalties at all. I've seen them given for the likes of Man City, but they're not getting given for the likes of Forest against us. They're just not.
Mosey, is it just objectively very, very funny and we should enjoy that?
If you go for it like that in a public statement, you have to be right. You have to know that you are definitely justifiably correct in what you are saying. That just screams like panicked nonsense for a team who really look like they're quite seriously in trouble now, don't they? For us to come away from a game today and yeah score a couple of half decent goals, but generally speaking not be troubled by an opposition, if you're coming to Goodison Park and not troubling an Everton side, then you are really in it. Not only because of today, but you do look at that league table now and think, well, I like to think that we are comfortably capable of finishing above a side like that with the games that we've got left. Feel free to clip that in 4 weeks' time when Everton have just been relegated. But yeah, I honestly think it was quite a comfortable afternoon. I know that there's 9 minutes added on, and we're saying all this in hindsight, but other than the first 5 minutes when they really pressed us, there was no point in the game where I thought we are probably going to concede imminently. And that's credit to Everton. It's another reminder of how poor some of the sides down the bottom are. But it was exactly the performance and the result that was required today. Just relatively low-key, run-of-the-mill, beat a poor side at home 2-0 at Fodder. And, you know, that's exactly the type of thing that we need with four games left.
Dave, just very quickly, back to that statement. It's one of them. If somebody had said that on this podcast, me and you would be having a chat saying, should we edit that out? Is that a bit mad to say? Like, could we be calling the Premier League for having fans and stuff in the VAR? So for them to come out and put it on Twitter is just so bizarre, isn't it?
It was like Les taking off what I said about cocaine on the latest mailbag. That was okay. When it was unlimited.
I don't know about this.
Oh, I've just seen Morpheus off the Matrix kicking off on it then. Yeah, I mean, when Dave listed that, like, that was immediately ready, wasn't it? Made, and when Beto's on the floor and Gibbs White's got up, it's like, let's write that now, lads, so it's ready to fire.
When their fans are singing Sign On, by the way, at that point in the game. Yeah.
Two minutes in as well, mate. Not said it many times this season, deserve to win that game, deserve to get 3 points against the side, the gang of Bellends. So, you know, the thing that Mark mentioned there about it being a comfortable game, very rare I've seen us 1-0 ahead and actually feeling like we were decent in possession. Other thing as well that I was content when I seen their lineup when you've got Chris Wood there, because I was thinking Branthwaite and Tarkowski should be relishing that up against a half decent striker like that. Although he probably should score with that Pickford save. And I was thinking of you when he made that save and he turned round. I was thinking, you're really close to him, aren't you, when he's doing that with both his fists?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That was an amazing save. Like, I'm sure we'll come on to that a bit later on, but just in general, Matt, on the performance, just one of those games. Like, it's hard coming out of the game. I had a lot of people talking about who was man of the match today, and like a lot of people was going, I don't really know. It was just like, it felt like everyone was just sort of like 7 out of 10, did all right, played all right,
yeah,
created a couple of chances, defended pretty solidly, and it's like, I sort of look at it, I think if we played like that 3 or 4 more times this season, we'd be absolutely sound.
Yeah, usually we're sat here struggling to pick a man of the match because everyone's been terrible, but you're absolutely right.
I don't think anyone was like 8 or 9 out of 10 today. It's like I feel like every player was like 7 and fine.
Ashley Young was class. Ashley Young was great today. Yeah. Really enjoyed Ashley Young because I thought he was great when he but even Harrison, I was like, I might say he's not shit for 10 minutes. Well, I thought it was just a games class. If I was going to give to one, I'd probably give it to Idrissa. Yeah. Not for the goal, because he completely mishit that and put it in. Remarkable that it went in when he hit that ball. I thought, how's the keeper not saving that?
I think there should be there's a number of bounces that a ball cannot have before hitting the back of the net. If your shot bounces 4 times, it should be ruled out by VAR.
Both goals are the same, weren't they,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just like awfully struck, but perfectly positioned. You know, the only thing I would say about the goals is that we have, for literal decades, longed for Everton players to have a shot from outside the box. You know, now and again, and in particular players like Idrissa Gueye, it will end badly. But on days like today, where you're trying to force the issue and get a few early shots on target and force an opposition keeper who is not great into doing something, now and again you get your reward. For me, the only reason that Dwight McNeil is an Everton player is to come inside, get the ball on the half turn, take one touch out of his feet and hit it. You know, he did that in the very first game he played in that friendly at Goodison, and since then it's the only credible skill that I've seen him do and can take joy in. Most of his other game involvement is very much shrug of the shoulders, but when he gets into that position, there's no one else in this squad that you'd want there, is there? So I think, you know, whether it's a game plan issue or just a happening of circumstance, it's about time that Everton midfielders got on the ball, drove a few yards and started having a pop of goal, because now and again you'll get a reward.
Yeah, overall, I just thought very professional performance. Like, you knew exactly what they had to do. A fantastic way to dust off the cobwebs on Monday as well.
Yeah.
Like, I had faith that Dyche would sit there down and say, okay, that was an aberration, it's done. Let's just pretend it didn't happen, because there was no real lessons to learn from that game. It was just one of those days. And I thought, from start to finish, it was very professional. I hesitate to say we didn't get out of second gear, but they didn't overexert themselves with 3 games in 6 days. So hopefully, you know, little knocks and niggles aside, the vast majority of them will be in a decent position for Wednesday night.
I was on my way in thinking, look at that lineup there. Quite a bold selection that from Dyche, I thought. But nonetheless, do I still think he should keep his job? But when he's put that team together and he's put Idrissa Gueye and Gomez there, who are not the fastest of players, not the quickest of runners whatsoever, again, the opposite manager's looking at that thinking, do you know what, probably got half a chance here to dominate the midfield, and he absolutely didn't. Idrissa Gueye, you know, he's been out for so many games this season, it almost feels like he's been a bit par for most of the time, but he was as good as I've seen him for quite some time in that side. But when you looked at the bench as well, I was thinking, I tell you what, Dice has got a set of balls putting those two in the centre midfield there, because he had Garner, Onana on the bench.
In the same breath, I don't think you had a choice after Monday. Like, if you're going to drag two players off after on Monday night who've been terrible in midfield, the two midfielders, surely you can't just go again with the same two.
But that's a fella who hasn't played much in a Zissa game, and one lad who probably can't finish 90. Suppose that's the counter argument, but I completely get what your point there. When you've played shit, you need to come off the pitch. And I get that's sort of the basics that Dice has gone and done here. But I still think that the setup we played there wasn't always long balls forward to Calvert-Lewin. Of course, that's our go-to plan in any game, really. But they actually played a little bit of the ball through midfield, got it out to McNeil, got it out to Harrison, and actually, we actually looked like a team that didn't want to whack it up front and hope that our striker wins the ball and flicks it onto somebody else who can have a shot.
Danny, but the point I'd make is that we are very much in the Everton midfielder sweet spot of I need to earn a contract in the next five games. So seeing people like Idrissa Gueye and Andre Gomes in particular show up does not surprise.
Gomes isn't going to get one, is he? I think Idrissa Gueye might get one.
I'd give him a year.
The problem with Andre Gomes is I'm watching an Everton side today thinking we need that man on the ball as often as possible, because he is probably the most technically gifted lad in the whole squad apart from Jordan Pickford.
Can I just say, get him off set pieces? Oh my god.
Yeah,
the get them bolt off, don't make some horrendous floaters.
That free kick, like,
which one?
No, like, I'm sure they know the one you're talking about. Yeah. Where Gomes takes it, he's like on the right hand side of goal. McNeil's just stood there like that with a massive hole in front of him.
Yeah.
Just square it. I'll never understand why players don't square it.
One corner went first man, one went longer, then he took a free kick that hit the wall. It was like, what? Yeah. It was like, do you know when there's like a game earlier in the season?
It's a two man wall.
Yeah. There's a game earlier in the season where do you know when, like, definitively it was like, right, Ashley Young cannot take another set piece for us ever again, at least not since then. Like, that was Gomez's today.
No,
yeah.
McNeil, Matt, you sit right by him there. McNeil's with a disgrace. McNeil was trying to float one to a 5-year-old kid.
If you're going to have someone like McNeil in the squad, the second justifiable reason you've got him there is to take that free kick that Gomez hit into the wall, because it was just crying out for someone with a decent left foot to put it in. But we do need more players like that, and whether it's Andre Gomes or not, we need people who are comfortable on the ball. And, you know, all of the things that we've said that we liked about today in terms of being able to spray the ball out wide or having an advanced midfielder picking up in the centre of the pitch, like Dwight McNeil did a few times in the second half. You need someone who's got a bit of craft about their game to be able to pick people like that out. Andre Gomes definitely has that. I enjoy seeing him on the ball because all of that kind of upper body strength that we all craved when he first came in on loan, he showed that today, inviting pressure from defenders and thinking, I'm comfortable enough and confident enough to keep hold of this ball. You know, in an ideal world, we want someone with those characteristics and with that skill set, but is going to play more than 6 or 7 games a season for us and not hit the self-destruct button every 3 or 4 games. You know, it is definitely time for Everton to start weeding out players like that, but it is very difficult when you get to this stage in the season and you see the difference that sides like Everton have to a Notts Forest or a Luton, and it is people like him, and it is having people like that in your squad who are capable of just being the difference maker. But you know, we've all learned too many lessons from players like him, like Idrissa Gueye, in multiple different spells at the club, which means that, you know, intrinsically you think we need the break. We need to separate ourselves from these players and go and try something new. But with Andre Gomes, he probably is someone who I will historically look back at and think, we miss elements of his game, and I miss watching him because of afternoons like today.
Would you not keep him? Are you saying you wouldn't keep him?
I don't think we'll keep him just because of his wages.
But would you keep him?
If he was going to take a reduced salary, like a massively reduced salary, then I'd consider it, yeah.
I just think I'd do it at all costs, because given the financial situation and all that nonsense we can sit here and talk about, you're going to go and get this better. I tell you what, Sarby played tonight at Avon.
What's he on, 100 grand a week?
Is it something like that, is it?
Yeah. I think he will take a pay cut, because I don't think he's getting many offers for that kind of money.
How old's he now?
33?
Is
he? I don't think he's that old. I don't think he's 30 yet. I mean, how old's Andre Gomes, Connor? Would you reckon?
Yeah, we're having a raffle here about how old the fella actually is. But no, I've got a strong feeling towards keeping him.
30 years, yeah.
like you say, he's out of contract. You're dangling at him there, really, aren't you? To say, listen, you're going half bat on what you've had for us in terms of the finances. But who's going to get that as the quality of him? And I take Moses' point there that, well, let's face it, are you going to get half a season's worth of games out of him? That's where the issue is.
Is this a bit like Yerry Mina last season, where like he came to the team and it's like, he's really good, but he can't stay fit. Should we give him a contract?
So, whilst we watch Liverpool against Fulham here, there's a lot about Andre Gomez's game that I would rather have at this club than someone like Alex Iwobi, who we've just sold for £20 million. To kind of double down on Dave's point there, you do need to be very careful about what you're going out and purchasing, because I think most neutrals in the league would say, well, you've just had a very good midfield player go in Alex Iwobi. And there's someone in Gomez there who, you know, when it comes down to the crux of having six games left against relatively poor opposition in the most part, I'd absolutely bite your hand off to have someone like that in the central midfield, because he is capable of just winning games single-handedly. I am absolutely in no way saying that he did that today, but it is nice just to have something a little bit more constructive than some massive fella in the middle, or someone like Idrissa Gueye who simply breaks play up but isn't actually that good at football. It's just nice to have someone with a little bit of guile for a change.
Well, the other side of that, I think, as well, is we wouldn't be sitting here sort of saying, oh, we definitely need to keep him. Because let's be honest, if Onana was doing the job that we bought him for, I don't think we'd be sitting here talking about, you know, we need to keep, it's essential to keep somebody like Gomez. That's the big issue for me. And also, if we're studying in a year's time saying, wow, I'm really glad we kept hold of Gomez, or I'm gutted that he left, I'm there, therefore in a point that, you know, the whole issue we've got there is Onana, and he sticks out like a sore thumb in several different ways for me. So, It's a difficult one to answer in the summer, but like you say, absolutely, mate, we'll be looking at the end of this season thinking, pretty glad we got him in there, because he could have been a hell of a lot more trouble than what he's brought in and helped us with.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's just like, it's just nice on the ground when he gets the ball to be able to, like, just relax. Because, like, there's not many players we've got who, like, when they get the ball, you think, we're going to be fine here. Like, Brantley's probably one, but he's probably the only other one, I'd say. Like, when he gets it, I'm like, even when, like, pressure comes onto him, you're like, he's just going to, like, shield it, you'll lay it off, or just, like, you know, get a free kick. There's not many other players you've got in the squad, if any, you can do that.
There was one instance where that happened at the corner of the park end in the main stand, and Andre Gomez has got a man so tight, and as you say, you know, all that classic arm up, shielding the ball, and there was no panic from the park end. There was no panic from the park end when that was happening. But I say it in jest, but the ball gets sprayed out to Ashley Young, who gives it to Jack Harrison, who tries to do the same thing, and we lose the ball and we're under pressure. And it just takes that level of know-how and maturity sometimes just to be able to ride moments of the game out. You know, that is a situation where historically an Everton midfielder lays it off to the left back, who lumps it lazily down the line, and we lose possession. So, you know, there's definitely space there for him, but, you know, the big story of that is that we need him to do it for 30 games and not for 5.
Anyone else who deserves credit today, do you think, Matt, who stood out? I agree with Dave. I was Ashley Young had a really good game after a pretty ropey few weeks.
Game's one of their best players, by the way.
Hudson-Odoi is obviously not the player he was, but a tricky, very dynamic, very skillful. He was fine, wasn't he? Against, like, just continue with me, he was just fine.
I mean, I listened to your
preview.
Yeah, we're back outside the Denby now. We were rudely interrupted there by a Red who wanted to watch the pub, the game on the telly in the pub. No. Matt, Ashley Young, you were saying.
Yeah, completely lost our flow there. Apparently, every other pub in the city centre is not enough for Big Red, so they're trying to take ours as well. Yeah, Ashley Young, solid game. I had a bet on him, like, in my bet builder to get a booking, and he let me down in a way there, but fair play to him. I mean, that's what I was going to say. On your previous show, your man, was it Daniel?
Yeah.
He said the game will just be Everton set pieces versus Forest down the wings. we didn't really see either of that, to be honest. And I don't know if they were just very poor at targeting our wings, or if our players had a pretty good game.
Alanga being on the bench was weird for them before, because the lad who played, was it Rainey? He was absolutely terrible.
Yeah. But both fullbacks, such as they were, pretty solid enough game. What we come to expect from Michalenko. The wingers tracked back really well to help out when needed. Couple of ropey moments from Tarkowski, like, you know, losing his head a bit, getting a bit rash, charging out, little head of flick on to
Gibbs White chance he had.
When he runs out and like sort of flicks the head on instead of actually winning the header. But that was just like one moment. Overall, I mean, like you said, no one really stood out as such. I'd say McNeil, I thought, was doing his usual thing of just plugging away and run around like a bit of a chicken with a lost head. Calvert-Lewin, thankless task again. He had one real chance, wasn't it?
When Beto, just sort of bless him, I thought was good.
He snatched at it.
When he came off the bench, I thought he was, I think that was genuinely his best sub performance for us tonight.
Yeah, because he stayed up on his feet until the end, obviously. Well, because far too much, the ball gets played through to him, and he's either looking to wrestle his man or he's looking to go down and win a free kick and stuff. But yeah, he held them off well. He didn't really get any proper chances, but every time the ball's up there with Beto, it's a time that they can't score. And that just adds to what I've called the professionalism of the whole performance. Even towards the end, the last 10 minutes of normal time, we were still pushing up, keeping it in their half, strangling them, suffocating the life out of the game. And yeah, not much more to say than that. It was just very, very enjoyable, and if a little bit boring.
Dave, obviously we don't know what's going to happen with the Reds here now, but bring them on Wednesday.
Well, from the perspective of what you've said there, I think I'm saying that, and that's not because I'm cautiously optimistic about this, but I think it's because it's become a relative freebie, which may sound quite bizarre when you're looking at the bottom of that table, but we are 5 points clear. There's certainly not a game that I put on my list of where we get anything from anyway. To go and play like that, you know, dare we say that there's some sort of momentum there that the side's created. If you go and play like that, you've got a chance of getting at least, but you've got a chance of not being beaten by them.
But a lot of draws, hasn't there?
And look, I'd still bite your hand off and walk around Goodison in my knack if it meant we got a point against them. It's more Brentford I'm looking at the following week, the weekend then, because I believe if we take another 4 points, I think that's about it really. If one of those points is going down to Luton, I think that's absolutely it then. But the sides of Forest have got to play. Their run of games is frightening, and with ours, you know, you've got that Sheffield United one at home. Yeah. They'll probably be down by the time we play them as well, given Burnley whacked them there the other day. So I feel a lot more comfortable when I look at that table, not least because we're 5 points clear to the bottom three, but also because we actually played well and passed the ball, which is something we haven't seen on a handful of times so far this season.
Yeah, we will leave it there anyway. Cheers to Matt.
That woman's still there.
Cheers to Matt, Dave, and Moe's. Great day for all the Blues. Really sad to think about the Forest admin and the woman in the Denby who's had a shocker.
Little Beto's.
Yeah, of course, yeah. We should probably say that. And also, anyone listening to this today, Jack, who obviously Everton's physical coach today, completed his 26th marathon in 26 weeks. Amazing. Absolutely unbelievable achievement. So congratulations to him. If you're not donated already, do get on to the Project 26 page and do donate. Absolutely phenomenal efforts to be finishing that in London today as well. So great effort for him. Up the toffees, and we'll catch you again very soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.